Many young people feel they're stumbling about trying to find what they want to do for a career. They tell me they think everyone else seems to know what they want to do, and there's something wrong with them because they don't know. Often these young people have just graduated from college, maybe spent some time abroad, but now they feel it's time to figure out their future and just do it. It's a scary transition for them. It helps to know that not everyone else does know what they want to do. Some know, and others are in the same boat of searching for the right thing. The finding of the right career is a process. Very few just know what their career will be when they leave high school. You can't just sit down and make yourself know what you want to do. There's no test that tells you precisely what you're going to like. People often find the right career by starting down a path to do something. And while walking down that path, they get grabbed by something else. And then maybe another something else, all of which leads them to the career that suits them. They start graduate school in business, find that they're really drawn to accounting, and become a CPA. They begin their career as a lawyer and find they love public policy and go to work developing policy. One can't know what the future has in store for them, but one does have to start down some path in order to get grabbed by a career choice. It helps if the young person does not lock themselves into thinking they only get to make one choice. And if this doesn't turn out to be the right one, then they have to live with it, slaving away for life at the less than wonderful field. If you're not locked down, you can start on the path and put yourself in the way of serendipity so you get grabbed by what you're going to love. You may not be sure you want to be a lawyer, but nothing else sings to you, so you start off in law school and see what happens. If no career is calling to you, it's probably because you haven't hit upon the right one yet. It is absolutely reasonable to want to deeply love what you end up doing for work. None of us gets to love every aspect of a career, but the actual hands-on application of our work skills should be very intriguing and satisfying in order for us to be content with the work. It's okay to keep sampling until you get grabbed by something that pulls you into the right field. The young person isn't likely to be grabbed if all they're doing is partying or playing video games. It helps to be in the process of trying to learn something or to be in the workplace so serendipity can find you. The young people I work with are often paralyzed to start anything to explore and sample because they're afraid of failing. I watch some struggle with whether they want to be safe and bored or challenged and a little scared. If you're a personality that's anxious and easily stressed, safe may be good. If you're a personality that's easily bored and likes to stretch beyond your comfort zone, challenged is better. They may need to be reassured that failing is not as bad as never finding what you love. When you're talking with your young person who's lost, help them recognize who they are, what interests them. Easily stressed or seeking stimulation and challenge. People person or prefers to avoid social interaction. Happy behind a desk or needs to be outside. Wants to do the same thing over and over or always needs novelty. Teach them they can't just think of the right thing to do. They have to be on a path towards something to be nudged into the right thing. If they haven't been caught up by a career field so far, they just haven't found the right one. Help them believe there is a right one out there if they just keep plugging into the process of exploring. And life is a lot more fun if your work is something that fascinates you over the decades. Watch for serendipity to push you in the right direction. For KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovic.